On the program, you can hear some very famous BBC celebrities, including a Mr. U, a Mr. X, a Miss P, a Miss A, Mr. and Mrs. C, and a Mr. D. No, not you, Simon. Viewers are warned that Russell Harty is not on this program. Hello and welcome to this rather special Christmas phone-in, which today is coming to you from the third call box on the left at the BBC. Will you answer the bloody phone? And first of all, we're going to go all the way over to Australia to hear about Christmas Day down under. Hello, Australia.
Hello.
Hello, what was Christmas Day like in Australia?
I'm sorry, I'm the Earth Court operator.
Oh. What was Christmas Day like in Earth Court?
It was very nice, dear.
Did you all spend it on the beach?
No.
No, I don't suppose it was blazing hot with lots of lifeguards about.
No.
No. And no sharks.
Not in Earth Court, dear.
No. Do you think you could put me through to Australia? I'm from the BBC.
Certainly, dear. Hold on a minute. Right, go ahead, caller. Please put in £210.32.
2p, 4p. Damn. We'll try and get through to Australia later. Meanwhile, let's take another caller. Hello, and welcome to the Christmas phone-in.
Hello. My husband and I...
Can we have your name, please?
My husband and I...
Who is calling, please?
My husband and I...
What is your name, please?
Elizabeth R.
R for Roger.
R for Regina.
Oh, sorry.
Now shut up and I'll have your head off.
Sorry, ma'am.
Yesterday... My husband and I did a Christmas broadcast
yes.
to all my people in the Commonwealth on the BBC.
Yes.
So far, we haven't been paid.
This is just a Christmas phone-in, ma'am, not the contracts department.
Incidentally, my VAT number is 00000000000001.
Thank you for calling. I very much enjoyed your programme. Very funny. Can we have the next caller, please?
This is Henry Kissen, Secretary of State, Special Advisor to the President, and Master of the Universe.
Sorry, Henry, you want so you think you've got problems. That's Radio 4. Oh, maybe you wanted Housewife of the Day. Anyway, next caller, please.
Hello.
Hello, who's there?
Hello, this is the Robin Day phone-in. Who's that?
This is the Christmas Day phone-in.
Oh, have you got a question to put to Robin?
No, you see, the thing
Hello?
Is...
Hello?
Hello, who's there?
I think we've got a cross line.
Would you ring off this as a caller for us?
Hello?
No, it's not. I got her first.
No, she's for us.
Hello?
Hello, who are you?
This is the Radio London phone-in. Who are you, please?
This is It's Your Line to Robin Day.
No, it's not. It's Radio 5.
Oh, dear.
Have you got a question for Robin Day?
No.
I have.
Shut up.
Will he get off my line?
It's not your line.
This is Radio London. Will you please get off our line?
It's not. It's our line.
Hello?
Hello? Is somebody there?
Yes. Hello?
Hello, who's that?
This is the Birmingham Radio phone-in.
No, this is Robin Day's phone-in.
No, it's Radio London phone-in.
What is your request, please, to the Birmingham phone-in?
I would like to hear Nearness singing the weather forecast.
I hope it don't fall on me, I said, but it did.
got the phone in.
Yes, this is Robin Day. It's your line.
Hello, yes? This is Radio London. What's your problem?
Hello, Radio Birmingham. What's your request, please?
Is this the missing persons bureau?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to volunteer.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to become a missing person.
I'm afraid you've got the wrong end of the stick, sir. We don't recruit missing people here, sir. We just look for people who are missing.
You don't ever hide anyone?
No, sir, not really.
Well, could I report myself missing?
Well, the snag is you're quite palpably not, sir.
I take your point. Well, could I go away and hide and then become a missing person?
You most certainly could, sir.
Oh, good.
But you wouldn't be a fully missing person, sir, unless somebody reported you missing.
Well, couldn't I report myself missing?
Not until you're away hiding, sir. And I can't be away hiding if I'm here reporting myself missing.
Exactly, sir.
Oh, dear.
Well, could you report me missing?
Well, I couldn't be sure you weren't just away hiding, sir.
Oh, dear. Damn.
Well, could I report you missing?
But I'm not, sir.
Well, if you were hiding.
Well, if I was hiding, you couldn't report me missing because I'd be missing and there'd be no one to report me to.
Yes, that's true.
Fascinating problem, isn't it, sir?
Unless you were missing in your lunch hour when somebody else is here.
Precisely.
Ah, but they would argue that I wasn't missing. I was just on my lunch hour.
Not if you were missing at the end of your lunch hour and became missing by hiding.
That's true.
Yes, but then you'd be missing and not me.
Well, look, I tell you what I could do. I'll go away and hide. You come in, notice me missing and report it. Then you go away and hide. I'll come back, tell them I'm no longer missing, and where was the little bugger who reported me missing? They'll say, aha, he must be missing. Then I'll write you down in the book as a missing person.
Great. 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 Wonderful.
Will I ever be found?
Well, now, there are a lot of people on this list.
You mean I might not be found?
Well, we can't possibly trace all of them, sir.
Well, could I be sure somebody would come and look for me?
Well, I'd like to say yes, sir, but you would be the last on the list.
But would you come looking for me?
What, go missing?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid I can't go missing while I'm looking for people.
Oh,
I can't go looking for people if I'm missing.
I see.
So I could stay missing for years.
Exactly, sir.
In fact, I might never ever be found. I could die missing.
Yes.
Oh, I don't fancy that.
Well, look.
Why don't you just go home?
What,
and not be missing at all?
Yeah.
Simplest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. What an appalling waste of time.
Hello, Robin Day.
Hello, this is Radio London. Phone in.
Is Stevie Wonder there, please?
On the wall, there is a sticker Not a cloud was in the sky. Not a negative word was heard from the people passing by. It was a sunny day. All the birdies in the trees and the radio singing songs, all his favorite melodies. He was a Navy man stationed in Newport News. She was a high school queen with nothing really left to lose. She was a high school queen with nothing really left to lose. Was a sunny day. Not a cloud was in the sky. Not a negative word was heard from the people passing by. Was a sunny day. All the birdies in the trees and the radio singing songs, all his favorite melodies. Her name was Lorelei. She was his only girl. She called him Speedo, but his Christian name was Mr. Earl. She called him Speedo, but his Christian name was Mr. Earl. Was a sunny day. Not a cloud was in the sky. Not a negative word was heard from the people passing by. Was a sunny day. All the birdies in the trees and the radio singing songs, all his favorite melodies. Was a sunny day. Not a cloud was in the sky. Not a negative word was heard from the people passing by.
Welcome to A Penny for Your Warts, a radio quiz game for doctors. And this week's team are some urinologists from Bristol who face a team of consultant gynecologists from Somerset for a chance to go on and meet the highly successful ear, nose and throat surgeons from Doncaster in the semi-finals of this year's Magdalen Cup. The Bristol urinologists are led by a very eminent member of the medical profession, chairman of the medical council, writer for The Lancet and an author of a number of books on the bladder, Dr. Max Schulman, who must, of course, remain anonymous on the radio.
Good evening.
Good evening, doctor. I keep getting these pains in my back when I'm gardening. What do you think it is? Well, they've got 15 seconds to tell me what they think it is. You think it could be backache? Yes, and your prescription?
Cut out God.
Jolly good.
Well, in fact, they get 15 points, and I fancy them very strongly to go on and face the Danish dentist who last week told me the cause of my strange headaches. Well, now it's time for our mystery corpse. So will you wheel him in, please, Boris? Well, there he is. You've had a quick chance to examine him. Now, what we want you to do is tell us what you think his profession was. Yes, Bristol?
We think he was a comedian.
What makes you think that?
We recognize his face.
Very good. Well, I'm sorry, Somerset, but they've guessed that one before you've had a chance to speak. Sorry, Bristol, you have to put that corpse back. Yes, I'm afraid all cadavers must be returned. No, the stiff is not part of the prize. Put it back. Put it back. I'm sorry, you can get your own. Well, now, Somerset are losing 30-0, and here's a chance for them to catch something in our disease spot. We have a patient who is going to breathe on the doctor, and we want to know if it is contagious.
Oh, yes. Very contagious. Oh, blimey. Help.
Good, that's 15 points, Somerset, and you better bring on your sub. Now, let's see if you can draw level in the next ward round. On the table in front of you, you will find a volunteer from the audience. He's been anaesthetized, he's been opened up, and you have 30 seconds to complete the operation. Well, time's up. Let's see how far you've got. Oh, what a pity, Somerset. I'm afraid we only wanted you to remove his clothing. Still, perhaps they'll stitch back on. Never mind. There's still a chance for you to win, and if you can pop some of those spare bits back in before you go, I'm sure his next of kin will be very grateful. Well, now, Bristol, a chance for you again. We are going to show you three x-rays of some organs of a famous politician. What we want you to do is spot the minister. Do you recognize these famous organs? Yes, Dr. Finlay.
Is it Mrs. Thatcher?
No, I'm sorry, you're quite close. It was, in fact, Anthony Barber.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, that leaves a final chance for you, Somerset, and this round is called consultancy fees. Take a look at this medical record card, and what we want you to do is tell us how much money you think you could have extracted from this patient before his decease. Yes, a very quick challenge. 300 guineas. Is spot on. Can we ask you how you got there?
I'm his doctor.
Well, jolly good, but I'm afraid that while you may have the 300 guineas, you haven't won the competition. It's been Bristol's game, and so the urinologists can wash their hands of this round. And won't you join us next week when they scrub up against the Wizards of Otorhinolaryngology from Doncaster, who will no doubt be bringing their extremely noisy team of supporters and their drugs. Well, that's it from all of us here in the operating theatre today. Oh, except one. So until next week, it's goodbye. Goodbye from me, goodbye from all the team, and good diagnosis, everyone.
A Penny for Your Warts was introduced this week by Raymond Nabokov. And he'll be back next week with another name. You're listening to Radio 5. Twits. Meanwhile, here's Dr. Alan Price and Nurse Nina Simone.
The life of a millionaire, spending my money, I didn't care, taking my friends out for a mighty good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine, then I began to fall so low. Couldn't find me no friends, had no place to go. And if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till the eagle grins. I said, nobody knows you.
get up on your feet again. Here they all come, they say that they're your long lost friends. Oh Lord, without a doubt, nobody wants you. Nobody needs you. Nobody wants you when you're down and out. I say, nobody wants you. Nobody needs you.
Whatever he wants and take it with his own hands. Poor people stay poor people and they never get to see. Someone's got to win in the human race. If it isn't you, then it has to be me. So smile while you're making it. Laugh while you're taking it. Even though you're faking it, nobody's gonna know. Nobody's gonna know. No use mumbling, it's no use grumbling. Life just isn't fair. There's no easy days, there's no easy ways. Just get out there and do it. And sing and they'll sing your song. Laugh while you're getting on. Smile and the string along. And nobody's gonna know. Nobody's gonna know. Nobody's gonna know. And nobody's gonna know.
Are you big, strong, tough, and virile with bulging biceps and muscles inches thick? The sort of man that likes to kick sand in the faces of 7 stone weaklings? Then join Bully's Lib right now and help fight to preserve the freedom to kick sand in the faces of 7 stone weaklings without the fear of being beaten up 2 months later. Yes, for too long, 15 stone bullies have been continually punished in the last frame of Charles Atlas ads. Fight now for the freedom to kick as much sand in as many eyes of however many 7 stone weaklings you fancy without them taking expensive bodybuilding courses to become 15-stone bullies like yourself. Tonight, on this program, we're going to talk like this. But apart from that, we're going to look at the severe shortage of 7 stone weaklings on Britain's beaches and talk intimately and with only a minimum amount of touching to some very disappointed 15-stone bullies. Later on, we'll be taking them out to dinner with some BBC producers who like big men. But right now, we ask the question, are 15-stone bullies a thing of the past? Kevin Francis, a 15-stone amateur bully from Kent, recalls.
Well, Brian, I found this 7 stone weakling on the beach. He was feeble and spotty and had glasses, and he was with this pretty girl. I just saw red, you know. I went up and kicked the sand in his face. And she smiled at me and I carried her off.
What happened then?
Well, we were happy for a while on the beach until one day he returned. Only he was different. He was terrifying. Big and with enormous biceps.
Yes.
And he came and...
Yes?
He kicked sand in my face.
Yes.
And he ran off with my girl.
What did you do?
Well, I took a bodybuilding course.
Yes.
And 2 months later, I returned to the beach.
Yeah.
And I was a 30-stone bully.
Yeah.
And I saw him there, and he was just a 15-stone weakling.
Yeah. What did you do?
I kicked sand in his face and ran off with his girl.
Then what happened?
Well, a couple of months later, I saw him again on the beach.
Yeah.
He was huge. He'd taken a bodybuilding course even bigger than mine. He was a 40-stone bully, and I was a 30-stone weakling. I was scared stiff of him.
What happened?
Well, I was lying on the beach, and he came up to me and the girl.
What happened?
He kicked sand in her face, and we've been living together ever since.
Such terrifying stories show the dangers inherent in bodybuilding. Norman Mailer, no relation, well, perhaps distantly, but he's only kind of like a cousin, you know, twice removed. Anyway, he takes up the story.
I was a 7-stone weakling. It was terrible.
Yes.
Every day I'd be on the beach.
Yes.
I couldn't find a 15-stone man anywhere.
These are just some of the heartbreaks and tragedies portrayed in America's advertising cartoons, which have produced some of the greatest characters in American literature.
Hi, Owen.
Hi, Jane.
Gosh, who's that lovely new man you're out with?
That's Johnny.
He's a dead.
Yeah, sure is. Thinks he has body odor.
Then a friend told Johnny about his body odor.
B-O.
So he started to take Rear Guard, the all-around personal freshener. Later that night...
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Jane.
Gosh, who's that lovely new man you're out with?
That's Philip.
Where's Johnny?
Oh, we're through. His body doesn't smell anymore.
Ugh.
I love body odor.
Me too.
Gosh, I feel really good. On top of the world, I feel really fantastic. I'd better ring the Pharisees quick.
Hello, Pharisees. Are you feeling desperately happy?
Yes, fantastically.
Well, there's no need to, you know. After all, there's quite a lot to be unhappy about in this world, with sickness, overpopulation, nuclear bombs, right-wing governments, not to mention the shortage of life itself.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that.
Then there's the appalling state of relations within the family, the inequality of society, pollution, mountains of filth, and noisy airports everywhere with a depressing future of total overcrowding ahead for all of us.
Oh, thank you. I feel so much worse now I've talked to you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yes, if you're feeling cheerful and confident and happy, there's no need in the world to stay like that. Just ring the Pharisees at 010204, and one of our volunteers will be on permanent 24-hour duty with nothing to do but bring you down.
Pharisees, can I depress you?
Well, what if your budgie dies?
Yes, Mr. Reef, but one of your boats sinks and they don't re-elect you.
Pharisees, hold on, please. We'll make you miserable.
Hello, this is the Robin Day phone-in.
Pharisees, is it Guy Mitchell?
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left. more like running away. But why should I go? Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Up and down, meet the clock.
By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
But I ain't got a thing left to hock. She was peaches, she was honey, and she cost me all my money. Cause the world round the town was her dream.
Was her dream.
Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen. If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is falling again about eight. And I've just gotta get 5 or 10.
5 or 10 from the pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gotta be with my angel again. Truly, truly fair. Truly, truly fair. How I love my truly fair. Nobody but you. I love nobody but you. Beat up, pat him on the popo. Let's hear him laugh. Ha ha! Beat up, pat him on the popo. Let's hear him laugh. Ain't seen a babe like this before. He's so good looking, gonna have some more. Beat up, pat him on the popo. Let's hear him laugh. He's as tiny as a penis. Yet I do declare, someday he'll look at me and say, hey, how you doing down there? He'll be good-hearted like his ma, but I'll bet he'll be a lady killer just like his pa. Beat up,
look, I'm gonna have some more. Feed up, pat him on a popo, let's hear him laugh. Where will the David Dimble be? On Radio 4 or ITV, where will the David Dimble be? Lecture, phoning or talking, seems to me it'll be a sin if we're always bothered by his boyish grin. Where will the Dimble be? Where will the David Dimble be?
Follow that Paul McCartney. Oh, he is.
Here
to half an hour of controlled hysteria with the BBC Light audience under the leadership of Ernst Bootin on The Ernst Bootin Show. And Ernie's guests this week are Ron Godawful and the Godawful Singers, the Orpheus Boy's Friend, the Fabulous Boobies and Rita, Lenny Hastings and his interesting postcards, plus, of course, tonight's star guest.
Hello, I'm Richard Nixon. I hear that plane a-humming. It must be Air Force One. Sounds like Sparrow Lap. Having fun. But I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. I don't know why I came. But that plane keeps a-going on down to Key Biscayne. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, Dick, always be a good boy. Don't mess with politics. But I won my first election back in nursery school. And from that day on, I was breaking all the rules. Silly. I bet there's big men talking in fancy smoke-filled rooms. But I still hear Martha squawking, stealing my doom. And I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Why was this my fate? You can take this here guitar and shove it up your Watergate.
Hello, is that David Fry?
What?
Is that David Fry? No, this is the Robin Day phone-in.
The election safely won, it looked like the lid would stay on the Watergate caper. But then members of the Nixon mob threatened to blow the whistle to a Washington grand jury. Nixon needed help. On a dreary Tuesday morning, the presidential limousine arrived at a fortress-like family compound on Long Island, where a secret meeting took place.
Why didn't you come to see me before? You had come to see me before. You scum. The scum who did this to your daughter. They wouldn't be suffering this very day.
You don't understand, Godfather. My daughter is fine. I'm the one who suffered.
Why must you come on the day of my daughter's wedding?
It's very important, my fellow Italian-American. But first, let me congratulate you on your lovely daughter's wedding. Let me just say, muzzle tov. And I have brought you this gift.
Oh, a nice blender. Oh, look, sir, Mr. Nixon, some wine.
Yes.
Look, how many times have I told you it's not the way to open wine? The man is an animal. Now tell me, why didn't you want to be my friend before? Why didn't you ever invite me to your house for a cup of coffee?
I was just saying to Pat the other day, we don't get to see enough of the Corleones anymore.
My friend, the stool pigeons in your organization must be silenced. If you leave things to me and my friends, then John Dean III will very quickly become John Dean the Last. So why do you come to see me? What can this man do for you?
I have to get out of the Watergate mess quickly. So quickly you wouldn't believe it.
Do you want justice?
Not necessarily.
I was walking down the street, minding my own affair, when two policemen grabbed me. I was unaware. Is your name Bear? I said, why, sure. Well, then you the boy we've been looking for.
I got a friend. Well, I was playing. Oh, it's just the truth.
Memphis lies. I knew I was a victim of some scoundrel's evil plan when a school pigeon walked in and said, that's a man. I was playing. Well, I was playing. Never do nothing wrong, but I always get played. I get the charges of robbing that liquor store. Denied the charges of carrying a 44. Denied the charges of vagrancy, too. But when the judge walked down, put a reefer in my pocket, poured whiskey on my head, turned around to the jury and said, convict that hippie, he's an addict, what could I do? I got
Radio 5, it's time for today's talk, given by Nigel Rosling. Hello, everybody. Come on, say hello, Nigel. That's better. This morning, I'm going to talk to you, but later on this afternoon, I'm going to ignore you completely. That's because I shall have had my BBC money and I shall have gone home to Reigate to start spending it. Incidentally, if any of you live in Reigate, do feel free. It's not as bad as it seems. I mean, who was it who said Reigate is only skin deep? Oh, yes, it was me. That's right. It was one of those talks which I do occasionally to fill in money for the radio. No, it wasn't. It was at the Thompsons' dinner party, an appalling occasion when Jill threw up in the soup. Henry spent the entire evening insulting the cat, and that terrible drip Julian fondled Mrs. Garrity's wooden knee for 2 hours. Ugh! Those appalling Reigate parties. Anyway, I'm rambling on. Sorry. The whole point of all this was, the whole point of all this is that this is today's talk, which is given by me, Nigel Rosling. but you know that, don't you? Of course you do. The chap at the beginning said that. I'm here to talk to you upon some fascinating subject or another. So I'd better get on with it, quick, before you turn me off. Look, sorry to bob up on this other channel, but you turned me off on my channel a few minutes ago, and it's kind of a bit lonely chattering away to yourself when nobody's listening. I hope you don't mind. Can we have that music off? Terrible. Thank you. Anyway, the fact is I'm rather scared on that channel all on my own, you know. It's a little too close to Radio Germany for my peace of mind, to be the honest truth, you know. Not.
Not that, you know, these days there's anything really to worry about, still. You know, lessons of the past, history and all that. It is a bit scary, especially at the holiday time, stuck on your own wavelength, miles away from Radio 4, and wedged in with all those continentals and foreign people.
Heinitlaff!
Oh, good morning. This is our wavelength. You're a bit further on.
We will do the broadcasting, English pig.
No. I think if you look in the Radio Times, you'll find that you're on 294 meters. This is us.
There are just a few questions.
Well, we don't do requests.
Tell us who is the editor of the Radio Times.
I will give only my name, rank, and BBC talk.
British swine, take that.
What is it?
It's an overseas repeat fee.
35p, broadcast of repeat of talk on washing machines to Zambia. Oh, that one, I didn't know they were selling that. No. I cannot go against my BBC principles for 35p.
How much?
You'll have to speak to my agent.
What is the name of your British agent?
I'm afraid I'm not allowed to tell you.
If you do not talk, we will play the Guy Mitchell medley again.
All right, I'll talk. Today's talk is about gardening in Reigate.
No, not that talk. We want to know the names and addresses of people involved in producing the Radio Times.
Never.
Please tell us the names of people involved in Radio Times production.
I shall never betray my BBC colleagues.
Betray? We just want to go and have tea with them, maybe do an interview, you know.
Oh.
No, we don't have Radio Times in Germany. Can't get it. We love it. Star interviews with TV personalities, what Barlow does in his spare time, you know, how many garages Lulu has, etc. Jolly interesting stuff. Information you can't get easily. So I wish to make acquaintance with Big Keith.
Very well. Here is the name and address of the editor of the Radio Times. His name is...
We've had to interrupt this exciting BBC sketch in order to remind you that you're listening to Radio 5. And not to say a drama documentary on 4 or a new play on 3 or any real occurrence that's actually happening.
Who are you?
I'm the chap who does little announcements and things on this channel.
Will you take us to the editor of the Radio Times?
I will give only my name, price, and previous rep experience.
I'm going to ask you that question once again, and this time if you don't answer, Heinz will cut off your tie.
No, not my tie. I'm broadcasting.
What is the name of the editor of the Radio Times?
His name is Geoffrey Cannon, and may God help him.
Good. You see how easy it is to cooperate. Now, please tell us what you know about the Radio Times.
The Radio Times was founded in 1923 as a listener's guide to the increasingly popular radio. At first, merely a simple fact sheet, it soon grew to include features, articles, and interviews with the people and personalities behind the microphone. With the arrival of TV, however, the scope of the Radio Times has increased to include the new television media.
All right, Johnson, we'll take over.
God in Himmel, who are you?
We are the radio police, sir. If you'll just come quietly with us, we'll deal with you on the proper channels.
Thank heaven you turned up.
Not at all, sir. It's all in a day's work for the radio police.
Wherever there is radio piracy, wherever dirty and obscene words are bandied about the airwaves, wherever is the next line because we need it, wherever radio is threatened by naughty or irresponsible broadcasters, they will find the radio police. Edited by Geoffrey Cannon, Price Fourpence.
You've been listening to Radio 5.
No, you haven't. This is the Robin Day phone-in.
No, this is Radio London.
Hello, Radio Birmingham phone-in. Are you listening?
Richard Nixon and Marlon Brando appeared by permission of David Fry. Her Majesty the Queen appeared by permission of Regal Records. Lynn Ashley appeared by permission of Australia House. And Eric Idle just appeared anyway. The thing was written by Eric Idle and Robin Day.
And there we leave Idle, Eric, and we're back to Radio 1 for a time check.